也非常高兴我们啊，今天我们也是二月份的第一个主日哈，我们一起来敬拜我们的主。
I'm very happy that today is the first week, first Sunday of February that we can come together to worship our Lord.
啊，也是这个春节哈，春节的前夕哈，春节前面的一个主日。
So this is the Sunday that's before Lunar New Year, Chinese New Year.
啊，也表示春天就要来到了，春天就要到了哈。
It also represents the coming of spring.
特别是那些喜欢冬天运动的人，要抓紧时间了哈，等到那个这个可能冬天很快就要过去。
And so for those who like enjoy winter sports, maybe probably you should take advantage of this time before it's gone.
啊，我们今天啊，早晨我们啊有很多弟兄姐妹在这里一起，我们来擘饼纪念主。
And so this morning we have a lot of brothers and sisters gathered together to break bread to remember our Lord.
我们可以说花了大概45分钟在这里一起，我们来回忆我们主耶稣所赐给我们的一切的恩惠和恩典。
And so we spend about 45 minutes together to reminisce and remember the grace that our Lord has given us.
我们用我们的赞美的诗歌，用我们的祷告，一起来纪念我们的主。他为我们而死。
We're using songs and prayers to remember our Lord for dying for us.
我们也特别纪念他的复活。
And we also remember his resurrection.
我们也纪念他给我们的教导。
And we also remember his commandment to us.
我们也在回忆他给我们的呼召。
And we also look back upon his calling to us.
真是我们围绕在他的饼杯面前，我们真是有一个非常好的一个团契我们的完全注目在我们主的身上。
And so we gather, when we gather before his, around his table, we have a very good fellowship and remember what he commanded us.
所以我选了一张这张照片哈。
And so I chose this slide, this picture.
因为我们一起擘饼的，我们知道主耶稣是他的吩咐。
Because as we gather to break the bread, we know that this was his commandment.
在擘饼的上面有这个。没有这个笑的这个面包哈，没有这笑的面包。
And so upon the table was this unleavened bread.
或者我们叫无效饼哈，无效饼。
The unleavened bread.
那么还有呢因为这个无效饼呢，耶稣他是说，这是他的身体，他为我们舍的。
And so for the bread, this unleavened bread, the Lord Jesus said that this was his body which is broken for us.
那么还有呢，是一个。这个杯哈，这个杯里面呢是葡萄汁在里面。
In addition to that, there's the cup, and in which contained the grape fruit of the vine, grape juice.
我们一起参加擘饼的也都记住知道主说这个杯呢是用他的血立的一个新约。
And so as we participate in the breaking of bread, we all know that this cup is his new covenant in his blood.
所以我们的圣经有常常有新约圣经旧约圣经里面讲到。他这次特别提到是新约。
And so often has this been mentioned in Old Testament as well as in New Testament, but here especially mentioned that it's in the New Testament.
这个新约是告诉我们什么呢？他是我们的主，我们是他的子民。
And this New Testament, what it tells us is that He is our Lord and we are His people.
那么这个画里面，我们照片里面还看到后面有一捆麦穗
And so in this picture, you can see that in the background is this some barley.
Yeah, 我们也知道这个是主耶稣这个面包是用这个麦子碾碎了做成的面包。
And so we know that the bread is made from this crushed barley wheat. It's composed of that.
我不能讲面包，因为讲面包里面好像是发酵发出来哈，还是那个无效的那个饼。
So I have to correct that. Probably a better term is the unleavened bread, not just the bread.
那么我们一看到这个麦穗的时候，也想到主耶稣的话哈，他说就像一粒麦子如果不掉在地里死了，就不能结出许多的籽粒来哈。
And when you see this wheat, we also remember his words in saying that if one grain of wheat does not fall into on the earth and die, then there are no more wheat could be produced, no more grains could be produced.
我们旁边还看到有一串葡萄。
And the next step, we also see some grapes.
我们也知道这个杯子里面是放的这个葡萄酒也好，是汁也好。
And we know that contained in that cup, it could be either grape juice or grape wine.
主耶稣就在那天被卖的那天晚上就告诉了大家这个以色列人他们可以说 啊，多少年来两千年他们所守的这个逾越节所喝的这个葡萄汁啊，就是主耶稣他的宝血啊立的新约。
And in the night in which our Lord was betrayed, He revealed to people that the laws that the Israelite has been kept for 2,000 years, He is what they've been waiting for.
我们也看到，当我们看到葡萄的时候，我们就想到主耶稣，他特别告诉我们，他是真葡萄树。
And seeing the grape also reminds us of the passage where He says that He is the true grape wine.
我们这些儿女跟随他的人。都是这个葡萄树上面的枝子。
And then all of us, his children who follow him, we are the fruit of that grapevine.
我们只有连接在他上面的时候，我们才能结出果实来荣耀父神。
And only when we are connected to him, then can we bear fruit and give glory to God.
所以我们看到，特别是主耶稣，他在他的在地上的来传道的工作里面，用了就这些非常这么简单、非常这么朴素的东西来。把他们自己的性情自己向我们来显明。
And so we know that during his message while he was on earth, he used these simple things to reveal to us who he truly is.
所以我们实际上我们大家来参加博饼的也知道，我们每一次来到博饼的时候，实际上是帮助我们能够更加的亲近我们的主耶稣。
And so as those whoattend breaking of the bread knows that this breaking of bread is to help us to be closer to our Lord Jesus.
让我们能够常常想起我们圣经里面读到关于主耶稣的话。
And help us to also be reminded of the passages, the words we read in the Bible.
而且是真正的越来越多的能够真正的认识他。
And also to help us to know him more and more.
因为借着我们众弟兄姐妹的祷告，我们真是让我们的里面的灵能够得到开启，能够真正的认识他。
Because through our prayers, that our sisters' prayers, that they will help us to in our spirit to begin to be more open to him, know more him more.
因为我们所相信的这位神是活的。
For the God whom we believe in is a living God.
因为我们只是在读圣经的时候，我们只停留在上面的时候，我们如果没有来真正的亲近他，听见他的呼召的时候，我们会停在某一个程度，好像不能向前一样的。
Because as we read the Bible, if we are not close to him and we cannot hear his words, then all the things that we do will just stay in a certain level, will plateau at a certain place.
对，好像就是有那么一段距离就在那边一样。
It seems that we have a distance between us and him.
好，就像也有人描述那样，就像我们喊我们的像我喊我的岳父岳母一样。
And so some people compare to almost like as if it's like their father and mother-in-laws.
就关系呢，讲是你也会喊爸爸妈妈，但是你的喊出来的关系好像就和你太太和她的真正的爸爸妈妈关系是不一样的哈。
So you too will call your parents-in-law mom and dad, but when you call that out, it's not quite the same way as your wife would do when she's calling to her parents.
好像里面总是有那么一层什么东西这样隔在那里哈。
There always seems to be that something that's separating you.
当我们正式来博饼纪念我们的主的时候，这一层哈。一定会突破。
And but when we come to the communion table, holy communion table, that gap, that separation seem to be done away with.
所以也特别鼓励弟兄姐妹们，只要有机会哈，有机会我们一起来亲近主，特别是他的为我们设立的饼杯这个聚会是特别讨他喜悦的。
And so, if you have an opportunity, I highly, highly encourage you to join us for the breaking of the bread.
因为也是主耶稣他自己说的，你们如此行，为的是纪念我。
Because, as the Lord Jesus Himself said, do this as often as you drink it to remember in remembrance of me.
所以你可以看整个福音书哈，整个福音书耶稣里面所讲的话。
So if you look at read the entire gospel books and see what our Lord Jesus has said,
只有在这一个地方，主耶稣说要我们来纪念他。
This is the only place where he said that we are to remember him, commanded us to remember him.
他自己从来没有提到过要纪念他的出生，就像我们人一样的，我们生日哈，我们也要庆祝。
because he never said about anything else. Unlike us, we want other people to remember our birthdays or anything. Our Lord Jesus never said anything like such as remember his birth.
在地上短短的三年半，他出来传道。
And he would preach for 3.5 years.
就是在他上十字架之前的时候，跟他的门徒说了这句话。
And only before he was about to go upon the cross, he said these words to his disciples.
当然，他这些门徒都是犹太人，他们也知道这个逾越节他们所要遵守的啊这个仪式是什么意思，而且是真，是神要他们一直要遵守的。
And as fellow Israelites, they of course understand the meaning, the history of what they are, the meaning of Passover.
是那天主耶稣说。告诉他们真正的这个饼和这个杯的意义。
On that day, on that night, Lord Jesus told them the true meaning behind the bread, the unleavened bread and the cup.
所以主耶稣在拿起饼来祝谢了，拨开，给每一个门徒，给他们吃，说：“这是我的身体，是为你们舍的。”
And that's why our Lord Jesus took the bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave pass it to every single one of his disciples, and this is my body which is broken for you.
特别说。你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
Especially said, do this in remembrance of me.
好，那么我们今天，我们一起来到我们今天的圣经。
So now let's take a look at our passage reading, Bible reading today.
我们可以换到下一章哈。那么我们今天是要特别来到在马太福音第十一章的，也是主耶稣他自己说的话。
And so today we'll come to book of Matthew chapter 11. This also is words spoken by our Lord Jesus himself.
我们今天一起要读的圣经就是在马太福音十一章的28-30节。
And we'll read from verse 28-30.
我们就三节哈，我们找到的话，我们就先用中文念一遍，然后我们再用英文念。
So there are only three verses, so we'll read it in Chinese, read them in Chinese first and then English.
28节。凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。我们英文请。
So English, let's read along. So Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Let's begin.Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
我们今天在读这个神的耶稣的这段话的时候，我们有我们完完全全和当时的人是耶稣在跟他们讲话人是不一样哈。
So today, when we read these passages, these words, we are different from the people, the disciples who were hearing these words from him at the time. Because when these words were spoken by our Lord Jesus, that was 2,000 years ago.
但是我们现在到现在的时候，我们已经看到了主耶稣他已经死了，而且复活了。
Because when we read these words now, we already know that he died and he was resurrected.
而且他如今是坐在父神的右边。
And today he sits upon the right hand side of our Father God.
他在为每一个人都在祷告。
And he's praying on behalf of every single one of us.
所以我们现在在读他这句话的时候，应该是比当时的人的时候，耶稣所在的那些人的要我们要比较容易哈，真是应该是比较容易能够来听他的话。
And so therefore, when we read these same words now, we should have an easier time to accept and believe in his words than the disciples who were there 2,000 years ago.
So 28节是主耶稣在说，他说凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
And so in verse 28, our Lord Jesus said, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
我们第一个会想到在，我们是看到主耶稣在这里是一个邀请，是一个呼召。
So here we can see that this was an invitation from the Lord Jesus.
他说凡劳苦担重担的都可以到我这里来。
He said, come to me all who are weary and burdened.
那我们自己读到的时候，我们会不会想到我是我吗？是我是不是要到他这里来呢？
So as you read these passages, do you find yourself asking the question, Is he talking to me? Am I heavy burden?
因为主耶稣说是凡劳苦担重担的都可以到我面前来。
Because he said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened.
当如果你不认为自己是劳苦担重担的话，那我想就不需要到他那里来哈。
But if you do not feel like you are weary and burdened, then probably you don't feel the need to come before him.
所以这也是我想到我自己的时候也是这样。
And so that led me to think, remember how I used to be.
如果在我认识神之前哈，认识神之前，在读到这个圣经之前的时候。
I think back to time before I knew God, before I read the Bible.
因为我认为我们一生就是这样的啊，因为很习惯了，就在这个地上的这样的日常的生活。
Because we're so used to the way that we've been living, that how we live on this earth.
直到那个我们听到这个福音之后，才知道哦，原来这个我们在地上的短短日子，本来不是这样的。
Until we hear about the gospel, until we realize, oh, this is not how we're supposed to spend our short time on earth.
特别是听啊，看到啊，是我们是被神所造的。
Especially if you hear that we are being called upon by God.
不是像我们所常常接受的教导是，好像是从低级动物慢慢慢慢演化，最后变成了人了哈。
Unlike what we commonly heard, in terms of theory from theory of evolution, how we evolve from this very single cell organism and slowly evolve into who we are today.
特别是我们被造，还是按照神的形象所造的。
Especially that when we heard that we are created in the image of God.
所以我们可以说是我们的受造是非常非常的不一样，是非常非常的，可以说是有荣耀的被造的。
So our creation has filled with glory,
因为它是按照神的形象造的。
Because we're made in the image of God.
后来我再继续往下读那个创世纪的时候，看到我们人的岁数，现在活到这个岁数，是神因为神的愤怒把我们寿命给减短了哈。
And later when I read Genesis, and then I realized that our lifespan is actually limited by God due to his wrath from back in the Garden of Eden.
因为实在是因着亚当的犯罪哈，实在因着亚当的犯罪，罪的进入神把我们的寿命限制在120年。
And because of sin of Adam, and so sin had entered into the world, and so God had limited our lifespan to 120 years.
所以是在这个创世纪六章第三节是这样说到哈，我就念给大家听。
And so in Genesis chapter 6 verse 3 it said, I'll read it to you.
因为前面耶和华说他看见地上的人尽都想思念的尽都是恶。
And because before this passage, God said that he has seen the thoughts of the people on earth at the time, they were all filled with evilness.
他说，耶和华这样说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面，然而他的日子还可到120年。
So Genesis chapter 6 verse 3, he said, Then the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, because he also is flesh. Nevertheless, his days shall be 120 years.
当特别我们还没有认识成像我们像我这样特别从中国大陆出来的话我们受的教育都是无神论的教育。
So a lot of people before we become believers, especially like people like me where I came from mainland China, we grew up under the philosophy that the atheist philosophy.
特别是我们被教育说我们所生活的环境是在共产党领导下是非常非常的好，非常非常的幸福。
So we were taught growing up that under the communist control, our life is great.
所以不会感觉到好像这个生活不好好像有什么劳苦苦难一点都没有感觉到的。
And so because of that, we didn't feel like growing up, our lives are burdened.
那个时候当然年纪也小了，因为特别是越年轻的话，特别像孩子的话，你就不会感觉到有什么劳苦或者有什么愁烦对吧？
Of course, you know, if you're young, especially like a young little kid, you won't feel that life is full of burden.
但是直到来到了美国之后，才发现这里有生活完全比那里好的很多很多
But Until you come to a place like the United States, and then you have comparison, and you realize, oh wow, this is much better.
然后在比较你过去的话，就觉得哦，那个时候是生活在哈、可以说艰难当中，或者说贫穷当中吧。
And then we had this comparison, and you look back and realize, oh wow, my life used to be, the condition I live in used to be in kind of like poverty, and there's lots of burden.
然后我们在特别来到教会之后，我们许多的弟兄姐妹，有的是从大陆来，有的很多是从台湾过来。
And especially after we started coming to church, and there are some brothers and sisters from mainland China, and some are from Taiwan.
还有一些亚洲的一些其他地方过来哈。
And also there are others from other parts of Asia.
我们当时得到的消息说是他们生活在苦难当中，他们只能吃到香蕉皮哈。
And so at the time when we were in China, we were taught growing up that other parts of the world, they are living in deep poverty and deprived of all things, and they had to eat banana peels.
所以那从台湾来的弟兄姐妹说，那些香蕉给谁吃了呢？他说。
And so the brother and sister from Taiwan would joke with us and say, so who ended up eating the banana peels?
后来我们想实在，就是我们互相之间的沟通，直到发现我们完全生活在一个谎言当中哈，谎言。
And so after communicating and talking with others, we finally realized that we've been grown up in a lie.
然后到了美国来之后，我心里慢慢在思想的时候，特别是我想到，确确实实我们实际上身上是很多的重担，我们的劳苦实际上我们自己还不知道。
And so after we come to the U.S. and looking back, and we finally realize, in fact, yes, indeed, our life are full of very and burden that we just didn't know at the time.
我们只先看我们这个物质方面，我们也是来到这里辛辛苦苦的工作，对不对啊？然后然后找份工作要养家对吧？然后呢，还要继续的有的要再继续在工作上面或者在学业方面啊继续的深造，这也都是一个。一个艰难的一个路要走。
And so even after we come to the U.S., we still have to work hard and to put food on the table, or you know, if you're going to school, you have to work hard being a student. So there's still, even here, you still have a lot of challenges you need to take on.
所以特别想到我在这里还在小的时候，我送他们去上那个 school bus 的时候，就看他们背这个书包，我就想到怎么那么大的一个书包啊！
And just looking at our kids, but when they were growing up, I remember taking them to the school bus, and as they stepped into the school bus, I realized that the backpack they were wearing, and I was wondering, how come the backpack need to be that heavy, that big?
而且这个书包是越来越大哈，到中学是更大。
And it seems like the more school years that they went to, it seemed the backpack seemed to have grown.
然后到高中大，然后到大学更大。
And then it got even bigger when they went into high school, college.
因为我的没有在这里上高中哈，大学也不在这里上。
And so I myself didn't go to high school or middle school here.
但是我有一次是在美国参加了一次它叫叫做。应该说职业的职业证书的考试啊。
But I did went through what's called a vocational certification.
纯是就像 professional 的一些要拿一些证明哈，一些就像医生拿的医生的证，或者工程师要拿到工程师的证一样的考试。
So I did went through a particular test for professional certification.
美国呢那个时候是一年只有两次这个考试的时间。
And so in the U.S. at the time, they had people have two opportunities to take this particular certification.
那就一个是在四月份，一个是在十月份。
And one is in April, the other is in October.
这个是全国的，美国全国的考试。
And this is a nationwide test.
我去参加那次是在 Ohio, 是在一个大的一个体育馆里面参加的。
And so the time I took this test was certificate in Ohio inside a big gymnasium.
然后我呢就带了一个包，里面几本书一放就去了。
And so I brought along a backpack, throw a couple books in, and off I went.
到了那个体育场的门口就让我简直吓呆了。
But once I got to that gymnasium entrance, I was stunned, was shocked.
那些人都是用那个打理，就是那个车啊，那个运东西的车啊，里面放着一盒子一盒子的书啊。
People actually attended the certification with dollies full of boxes and boxes of books.
我看到他傻了，我说糟糕，这肯定考不过了。
I was so dumbfounded. I felt like I'm so underprepared that I probably have no chance at all.
所以你就看到光要准备这个考试的话，要花多少精力时间哈。
So just the simple thing act of taking the certification test requires so much preparation.
但是随着我们更加的慢慢的啊认识神的时候，实际上看见我们一个，我们是生活在一个在神的一个咒诅的下面。
And so as we know God more and more, we realize that we are living under a curse.
Yeah, curse.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're living under a curse by God. Because this all started when Adam sinned.
也随着在认识主越来越多的时候。
And as we get to know our Lord more and more,
我们实在看到我们实在是在劳苦和担着重担在地上过这个生活，如果没有主耶稣的话。
And then we realize that without the Lord Jesus, we're truly living with weary and heavy burden.
特别是当我们在年轻的时候，当做孩子的时候，真是无忧无虑啊。
And so you may not feel it when you're a young kid. You have no worries.
啊，因为我们做成人的都希望把我们的一切的重担也好、苦恼也好、烦愁也好，都尽量都不会让他们感觉到。
Because as adults, we try to shelter our children from these things.
都希望给他们一个真是愉快的童年。
And we wish to give them a happy childhood.
然后去上学，然后一直到上大学哈。
And they go to school and then all the way to college.
但是我现在知道，在这里我们华人当中，很多是为孩子付大学学费的哈。
And so I know that as Asian parents, most of the time will pay for the kids' college tuitions.
所以可以说，他们一直到大学都不会感觉到。真正的有为生活、为生存而来去，要去愁烦或者劳苦。
And so it's fair to say that all the way up to college, they might not, our kids might not have come to truly feel the challenges and that comes with a living in this world.
但是在美国这里本地长大的，他们就不一样了。他们听说就是到上大学的时候就。父母就跟他说拜拜了哈，拜拜了。
But it's different for other parents here in the U.S. I heard that their parents will only take care of them up to college, and then their college tuition they're on their own. They're supposed to be taking care of those.
对他们自己一边学习一边打工或者借债哈，借债。
So oftentimes these college students would study and work at the same time or take out student loans.
所以他们进入人生的这个劳苦比我们的孩子要进入的早。
So they enter into the reality of daily living earlier than the most Asian children.
但实际上，我们这些孩子们实际上无形中也会受到很大的压力，从我们父母亲身上过来。
But yet, even so, our kids still would feel a lot of pressure from the Asian parents.
啊，常常说要好好学习呀，你要好好学。如果你不好好学，你将来。你做什么呢？你到底靠什么活呢
？Yes, we oftentimes that the children oftentimes hear this from their parents that they tell them that you need to study hard so that you could get good grades because otherwise what are you going to do with your life? How are you going to make a living?
所以都不希望自己的孩子将来只是去做一个非常简单的工作，或者是对吧？比如讲，他们常常会说啊，到麦当劳啊什么，对吧？都不希望自己的孩子去那儿哈。
Because the parents basically what they're implying is that they don't want their kids to grow up and just work at a job doing menial labor, such like for example like going to McDonald's and working there.
最好是找到的工作是薪水又高，但是不要花太多精力的。
And it's all every Asian parents wish that their kids would find a job that has a high salary but minimum pressure.
但是随着你的年纪越来越长啊。
But as you grow and advance in age.
特别是当到你有这个白头发的时候，你的那时候真正的会觉得我们这一生实在是在劳苦里面所走过来的。
And then especially when you start having white hair, then you realize how true it is that our life, we basically walk through life filled with burdens.
我们在这里，我们先回到圣经里面看一看圣经里面几个人物，他们对他们这一生走过来是怎么样看的。
And so if we look into the Bible and let's take a look at a few of the characters in the Bibles and see how they view how they have spent their life.
那么先第一个是以色列或者叫雅各。
And first we take a look at the life of Israel or in other words, also known as Jacob.
就是现在犹太人的他们的 开始哈，从那个雅各开始的十二个支派。
So as we know that the Jews view that they come from Israel because that's where the 12 tribes come from.
因着这个大饥荒，当时后来这个以色列这一家因着约瑟在埃及地，然后他们一起迁到了埃及来，因为埃及那里有粮食。
And because of as we know that because of the great famine, his whole entire family, because of Joseph, they migrated to Egypt.
因为约瑟在那里可以说做了只能一人之下，做了宰相哈。
And because Joseph was held the highest ranking official right under the Pharaoh.
所以这个法老就是埃及的王哈，听说他的父亲来了就召他的父亲去来见他。
And so at the time the Pharaoh, when he heard that Joseph's father came, he called to want to meet him.
所以这记载在这个创世纪四十七章的第八节。
And so this meeting was recorded in Genesis 47 verse 8.
然后当法老见到这个以色列或者雅各的时候说就问他说你平生的年日是多少呢？
And so when the Pharaoh met Jacob, he asked him,How many years have you lived?
然后雅各对法老说，我寄居在世的年日是130岁。
So Jacob said to Pharaoh, the years of my sojourning are 130.
然后听哈，他下面怎么说，他说我平生的年日又少又苦。
But pay attention to what he said next. Few and unpleasant have been the years of my life.
然后呢，不及我列祖早在世寄居的年日。
Nor have they attained the years that my fathers lived during the days of their sojourning.
所以他讲的是他已经活到130岁了哈，我们看来已经很好了，现在看来哈。
So to us it seems like he lived a great life. He's 130.
所以他讲，但他还不及在他前面的他的祖辈哈，他祖辈我们都知道有的那个亚当那些都是900多岁的哈。
But yet he said that he hasn't lived as long as his forefathers. For example, like for Adam, we know that he lived for 900 years.
所以他，雅各在法老王的面前就说，他只是一生又短又苦。
And so that's why in front of the Pharaoh, Jacob said that his life was short and full of unpleasantness.
那么我们再下面再看一位谁呢？那是摩西。
And next we'll take a look at Moses.
摩西是大家都很知道，在诗篇里面九十篇特别描述了他的一个真正的看见。
So we're all very familiar with Moses. In Psalm 90, it's described about his life.
摩西在这个诗篇第九十篇第九节是这样说。
So in Psalm 90, verse 9, it said,
我们经过的日子都在你的震怒之下。
For all our days have declined in your fury.
所以摩西在这里特别的，这个你指的是神哈，在神的震怒之下。
So this you is referring to God. It's that they live in the under His wrath, in His fury.
然后我们度尽的年岁，好像一声叹息。
We have finished our years like a sigh.
我们读圣经人都知道，实际上摩西。是神非常重用的一个仆人。
So as all of us know from reading the Bible, we know that Moses is a very, very faithful servant of God.
但他也是非常认识神的人。
And he's also someone who knows God very well.
所以他在这里特别说到，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息一样。
And he said, "We have finished our years like a sigh."
第十节，我们一生的年日是七十岁。若是强壮，可到八十岁。
As he went on to say, as for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years.
所以从前面神是定规120岁的时候，他在这里到他摩西的时候，他已经看到人如果强壮的也只不过八十岁。
And so from before, when Jacob was mentioning that they could live 120, before from previous passage, we read that God determined man to live 120 years. But here, now to the time of Moses, he already saw that even if you're strong, your years are but 80 years.
但里面能有所夸的呢？他说，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
And yet, of all these years, yet their pride is but a labor and sorrow. For soon it is gone, and we fly away.
那么下面我们再来看一个是谁呢？是做王的人，是扫罗门王。
And so next, we take a look at King Solomon. He was a king.
如果从我们人的角度来看，他实在是应该是在地上没有任何的愁苦，还可以重担哈。
So from a man's perspective, you would think that he probably would not, someone in his position would not be faced with any kind of sorrow or heavy burden.
他完全从他父亲手上接过这个王位的时候，你可以看到圣经里面描述，可以说是一帆风顺哈。
Because as he received the crown from his father, from a man's perspective, we could see that it's all smooth sailing. It's all been smooth sailing.
是在传道书里面第一章。
So in Ecclesiastes, chapter 1,
十三节，这个所罗门是这样说的哈。
Verse 13, he said,
我专心用智慧寻求，查究天下所做的一切事，乃知神叫世人所经念的是极重的劳苦。
He says, and I set my mind to seek and explore by wisdom concerning all that has been done under heaven. It is a grievous task which God has given to the sons of men to be afflicted with.
所以这位做王的，他在这里说他专心而且用智慧来查究，好来寻求。
And so this king, we have this king here, and he said that he used his mind to seek and explore by wisdom concerning all that has been done under heaven.
因为神叫我们世人所经过的实在是极重，他说是极重的劳苦。
But it's a grievous task which God has given to us, to the sons of men, to be afflicted with.
所以我也找到了那个有一张照片，我说挺能够反映一下，稍微能够反映一点哈，这个我们担劳苦。
So I think I found this picture to be a little bit it could help us to see illustrate the point a little bit.
这个、下面写的是中文字哈，下面写的中文字。
So we got a Chinese underneath the picture.
他说有些沉重就无人可分担。
So they said there are certain burdens no one else can take from you.
只能是自己的左肩，然后换到右肩。
And you can only take it upon yourself, and the most you could do is to change it from your right shoulder to your left.
只有到你越来越年长的时候，可能才能够看到这个画画的里面的真正的我们，实在是像这样子担着重担哈。
And so I think as you advance in age, when you gain more experience, then you could truly see the true how true this is.
所以是的，主耶稣是在向我们每一个人真是发出他的邀请，他的呼召。要我们来到他的面前。
And indeed, our Lord Jesus called out to every single one of us, calling us to come to Him.
因为他是从天上下来的。
Because He came from heaven.
他知道我们应该是在什么地位。
So He knows that our true position, where we really should be.
我们如今我们所在的地上，并不是神他的心意，要我们就是这样的受苦难的。
Where we are on earth, this was not His original plan for us to suffer.
因为我们是因着犯罪，我们人的犯罪，所以在完全在罪的权势下，在死亡的权势之下。
But because of sin, because man sinned, we then fell under the control of sin.
所以当我们面临到我们要离开这世上的时候，或者我们亲人离开世上的时候，我们那时候才会真正感觉到这个担子实在是重。
And it's only when we're about to leave this earth, or when we are witnessing one of our loved ones about to leave this earth, then we realize that we truly have been taking on this heavy burden.
所以能够听见主的这样的呼声，是对我们每一个人，对我们自己的话，那是真是有福的。
And so to be able to hear the Lord's calling to us, we are truly blessed.
所以我们首先，我们得承认，我们已经是在实实在在在一个劳苦的重担下。
So the first step is that we need to admit and realize that we are indeed under this heavy burden.
我们需要来到我们主的面前。
And that we need to go in front of our Lord.
那么下面这个二十九节哈，二十九节。
And then in verse 29,
耶稣说， 你们到我面前来，因为要向我学，因为我心里柔和谦卑。
In which he said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart."
所以在这里，主耶稣他特别提到了说，我们为什么要来到他的面前
？And so here he mentions why he explained why we need to come to him.
要向他学
，because we are to come to him to learn from him.
学什么呢
？And what are we learning from?
因为他的心里是柔和和谦卑。
For he is gentle and humble in heart.
所以我就特别想到，我就回忆了一下哈，我也回忆了一下，在我整个生长的过程中，就是说在国内这段时间，一直到大学毕业，然后到工作哈，到工作这段时间，我一直在回忆，在我的语言当中哈，在我的语言或学习当中，这个心里柔和谦卑好像没有在我们整个的学习当中没有这个词汇。
So that led me to try and reflect upon my life that when from time when I was living in China, growing up, going to college, and all the way to start entering into the workforce. I tried to reflect and see where or at what point in my life can I say that I was gentle and humble in heart.
因为我上了三年级之后就那个叫做文化大革命就开始了哈。
And so the Cultural Revolution started when I was in third grade.
所以在三年级之前的时候，我还记得我读的一本那个课本书里面有讲到孔融让梨这个事情。
And so I remember before the third grade, I remember reading the textbook about this classic story about 孔融giving away a pear.
所以这个呢，可能我想了稍微能够接近一点点，所谓讲到有带谦虚或者这个谦卑，稍微带那么一点点的哈。
And so that's the only example I could think of where I see an example that remotely it's close to having a gentle and humble heart.
然后从三年级一直到高中到高中二年级的三年级的时候，基本上全是在文化大革命这一段时间啊。
And then from third grade all the way until junior year in high school. This whole time was spent in the Cultural Revolution.
So we learned the most about Mao Zedong.
And so the thing that we learned the most is about Chairman Mao's doctrine and his quotations.
所以那个所有的语言里面，我也是搜索，就基本上都是讲我们怎么样要能够什么与天斗、与地斗，或者是斗，反正都是斗的意思哈。
And so when I look into those words, those quotes from Chairman Mao.All I could find is all about doing battles, fighting this, fighting against heaven, fighting against other classes, etc. That's all I could find.
然后呢，后来我们也知道形势这整个一下又改变了哈，一下就改变过来，又变成要好好学习了，要好好学习了。
And then after the Cultural Revolution, as you know, that the whole thing got turned upside down again. Now it's all about studying hard.
所以那个时候的口号就是好好的。好好的学习，然后好好的工作，为什么祖国服务啊？这些东西哈，都是。
And so the propaganda at that point is all about studying hard so that you could then enter into workforce to work hard for your motherland.
可能许多跟我一样从中国大陆出来的，还记得当时邓小平特别有个口号，就是说，不管是黑猫还是白猫，只要抓住老鼠都是好猫哈。
And so from those of us from mainland, probably you remember this famous quote from Deng Xiaoping. He says, it doesn't matter whether it's a black cat or a white cat, as long as you could catch the mouse, you're a good cat.
所以他讲的就是说，不管什么人，你不管什么样，你只要这个事做了，或者能做出什么事就行。他看重的是你能做这件事，而不是这个人是怎么样。
So what that means is, regardless who you are, as long as you could produce results, doesn't matter who you are, what you've been doing,That it's fine. That's all that counts. Your result.
所以这个柔和心里柔和谦卑这个词可以说基本上真空对我的里面讲几乎真空。
So to me, growing up under these circumstances, that the word humble in heart, gentle and humble in heart, it's almost like a void of meaning to me. It's vacant.
但我知道在国内有很多基督徒，所以对他们来讲可能不陌生，但是对我们像这样子的人的话。就是非常的陌生哈，非常陌生。
Of course, there are also in mainland China, there are also Christians. So probably to them, humble and gentle and humble in heart have definitely meaning to them. But for me, people with my background growing up, it's meaningless to me. It didn't have much meaning.
所以我们那个时候所有的一些啊努力希望都是将来我们能够成为啊我们叫somebody或者成为至少能够有名气一点的人吧。
And so to us,Growing up, it's all about working hard so that we could become a somebody, or at least someone famous.
或者至少能够啊出人头地吧，至少。
And or at least be ahead above others.
不管用什么手段了啊。
Regard doesn't matter how you get there.
因为不在乎你的人是怎么样，但只在乎你能做出事情来。
Because it doesn't matter who you are, it's all about the result you could produce.
所以你也就知道，在这种口号之下，最后出来的结果。时间不太长，我们就可以看到，包括中国大陆现在，对吧？很多的后果就出现了。
And so, because of that, you can imagine what the outcome is. And sure enough, it didn't take long. Look at how China is now, and that's the direct result of this kind of philosophy.
后来就是我们到了美国来之后，也就是信了主之后，我都没有真正注意到我们主的这个呼召。
And even after I came to the U.S. and after I become a believer, I still didn't pay much attention to God's calling.
因为那时候我们想要来信主、来受洗，只是想要能够得到永生啊。
And because at the time, our motives for becoming a believer and getting baptized is all so that we can have eternal life.
完全是我为我们自己的哈，为我们自己的好处所着想。
It's a very selfish motivation. It's just me. It's about me.
可以说啊，这句话，主耶稣的呼召，心意，他心里柔和谦卑，要我们来到他面前，学他的样式，可以说没有，真的没有进去。
And so, therefore, we completely, almost pretty much ignored his calling to come to him, for he is gentle and humble in heart, and that we need to be like, we'll be like him.
我们完全看到，知道主耶稣有大能，所以。他能够医治，能够啊、能够赶鬼，能够啊、提供各种各样的需要，所以我们、就是来常常来向他祈求，要他的祝福。
And so we saw the other side that his great powers, his ability to heal, his ability to grant this or that, and so that we come to him for those needs.
所以主耶稣他真的实在知道我们需要什么。
So our Lord Jesus, he truly knows what we really need.
所以他来到这个世上来做我们的榜样。
And so he came into this world to be an example for us.
所以我们就来看一下我们主耶稣他是怎样的来、心里柔和和谦卑。
And so let's take a look at how gentle and humble in heart he is.
我们也都很、读特别读圣经的人都知道我们主耶稣他也来到世上来受约翰的洗。
Because we know that those who read the Bible, we all know that even Jesus himself came onto this world, earth and be baptized by John.
所以是在马太福音第三章是这样记载到我们主耶稣、
And so in Matthew book, chapter 3, this is how it was recorded.
所以当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河见了约翰要受他的洗。
Then Jesus arrived from Galilee at the Jordan, coming to John to be baptized by him.
这个时候第十四节，约翰想要拦住他，说：“我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？”
But John tried to prevent him, saying, "I have need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?"
所以，我们知道，约翰他知道他在说什么。
So we know that John knows what he's talking about.
因为约翰知道他自己是耶稣的先锋。
For John knew that he was the pioneer for Jesus.
我们看看约翰他在施洗的时候跟每一位施洗的是怎么讲的哈。
And so let's take a look at how when he was given baptism, what John said to the people.
如果你打开圣经的话，你看到是第三章哈，马太福音第三章的前面就讲有施洗的约翰出来哈，在旷野就说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And then, so if you look at Matthew chapter 3, in the beginning, he said that when John first came out to preach and baptize, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
而且这个约翰这个出来的样式是完全按照以赛亚书里面所预言的那位。
And the way that he came about and how he looked is completely matches the way that was just the prophet was described in the book of Isaiah.
所以第五节的时候就说到，那时耶路撒冷和犹太全地，并约旦河一带地方的人都出去到约翰那里， 承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。
Then Jerusalem was going out to him, and all Judea and all the district around the Jordan, and they were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins.
因为这些人都承认他们的罪，然后在约旦河里受洗。
For these people confessed to their sins, and so they're baptized in the River Jordan.
所以约翰知道他是要给罪人来受洗。
So John knows that he came into this world to baptize sinners.
这个时候主耶稣来到他面前，
But then,
他知道主耶稣不是罪人，怎么就是，而且是啊，是他是为主耶稣啊做先锋的，所以出来说他要拦住他，你不能到我不能给你受洗，对吧？
But then Jesus came to him to be baptized, and John knows.Jesus is sinless, and he knows that he himself is a pioneer sent before Jesus. So he was trying to stop him.
应该反过来，应该所以约翰说，我倒是应该受你的洗。
And it should be the other way around. See, John said that I have need to be baptized by you.
我们再继续看那个约翰，看见许多法利赛人和这些撒都该人来受洗的时候，他是怎么对这些人说的？
And then let's continue to take a look at chapter 3 and how what John said when the Pharisees and the Sadducees when they came to be baptized by him.
他就对他们说，第七节，就对他们说，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
So in the second part, verse 7, he said, You brood of vipers, who warn you to flee from the wrath to come?
第八节，你们要结出果子来。与悔改的心相称。
And then verse 8, therefore bear fruit in keeping with repentance.
第九节，不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
Verse 9, and do not suppose that you can say to yourselves, we have Abraham for our fathers. For I say to you that from these stones, God is able to raise up children to Abraham.
第十节，现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。
Verse 10, the axe is already laid at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
下面他就讲到我们主耶稣了，他说，我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改，但那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
And next verse, now he's talking about Lord Jesus. As for me, I baptize you with water for repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
十二节，他手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，用糠，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
And next verse, his winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clear his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
所以施洗约翰是给这些法利赛人、撒都该人上了一个受洗之前的课，叫受洗之前必须上的课。
And so John the Baptist basically gave these Pharisees and Sadducees a crash course before their baptism.
或者也是说可以说是一个面试，就像我们教会受洗之前最后还是要跟我们传道人先面试一下，看你够不够格。
Or it's like a kind of like an interview. How normally before you're baptized, that there's a kind of like an interview question Q&A with the preacher to see basically if you're ready or not.
所以不是我讲够格不够，对的，讲他翻译对，是不是已经真正的准备好了，
yes.
或者明白为什么要受洗？
Yes, to make sure that you understand why are you being why you're being baptized.
我想这个施洗约翰在这里讲的话，对他们讲的话是非常非常的重。
So I think the words that are used by John is very heavy.
讲他们是毒蛇的种类。
So he said he called them the brood of vipers.
如果这些法利赛人、撒都该人愿意接受这个约翰的所讲的，或者受他洗的话，他们就会得救哈。
I think that if these two groups if they truly accepted what John has said, then they would be saved.
所以约翰在这里就是 阻挡耶稣来受他的洗，因为他应当受耶稣的洗。
And because of all of this, that's why John wanted to stop Jesus from being baptized by him, and instead John wanted to be baptized by Jesus.
因为实在是耶稣是那位真正要来给每一个人用圣灵来受洗的。
For Jesus is the one who will baptize the people with Holy Spirit and fire.
因为约翰只是说我现在是用水给你们施洗，但是是叫你们悔改，但在我以后那位来的比我能力更大。
And that's why John said that I only use water to baptize you so that you may repent, but the one who is about to come after me is mightier than I.
而且他说他自己这位施洗约翰给耶稣提鞋都不配，你想看这位耶稣会是怎么样的。
He said that, and I'm not fit to remove his sandals, so you can imagine how Jesus is in comparison to John.
但我们主耶稣是怎么回答的？
But yet, look at how our Lord Jesus responded.
耶稣说的十五节，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。于是，约翰许了他。
And but look at how Jesus responded in verse 15. Jesus answering said to him, "Permit it at this time, for in this way." It is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he permitted him.
当主耶稣说这个话的时候，
And so when our Lord Jesus said these words,
约翰也就顺服了。
John obeyed.
因为主耶稣实在是来尽诸般的义。
Because our Lord Jesus came to fulfill all righteousness.
所以当主耶稣这样做的时候，下面第十六节就说。主耶稣受了洗上来之后，天就开了。
And so after Jesus did this, after he was baptized, the heaven opened.
然后就有声音从天上说：“这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。”
And a voice came out of heaven and said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased."
所以我们特别在读到这段的时候，记载我们主耶稣的时候，知道我们主耶稣现在已经。得了荣耀，而且坐在父神的右边。
And so as we read this passage, we remember our Lord Jesus who now already have received glory and is sitting on the right side of God.
因为实在是主耶稣这位他走的路是父神所喜悦的路。
For the path that our Lord Jesus took is the path that Father God is delighted in.
而且特别是他的所事主耶稣是什么？是最最讨神父神所喜悦的。
And also, he is one whom God the Father delights in, is well pleased.
所以就是说，他的主耶稣心里的是柔和和谦卑。
And so that's why we say that he is humble and gentle in heart.
也是正是和这个我们箴言里面有一句话箴言里面有一句话特别说到，他说。是在箴言的十八章十二节。
And so it's in Proverbs chapter 18.
他就说在尊荣之前在尊荣之前必有谦卑。
And so it basically says that before glory there's humbleness.
Yeah. 所以这是一条属天的路属天的路。
So this is a heavenly path.
所以我们心主耶稣的心里柔和谦卑是属天的性格。
So the fact that our Lord Jesus is a kind and humble in heart, is gentle and humble in heart, this is his heavenly nature.
也是我们神我们神的性格。
And that is also the nature of God.
所以当我们来到主的面前，他要我们来学他的时候。
And so when we come before him and want us to learn from him,Learn after him.
所以我们真是要听见我们主耶稣给我们真是柔和的谦卑的邀请。
And so we need to hear his gentle calling.
来学他，来学他。
And to learn to be like him.
所以下面一张那个 slides， 我们下面一张是那个我建议我们弟兄姐妹都能够把它背下来。
And so this next slide, the passage here, I recommend.And sister to memorize this.
这个是在路加福音二十二章的十九节的后半部分。可能考虑到大家可能不能背得太长，所以我就选了一个最精选的一段。
So in considering that, so to make it easier to remember, I chose the most essential part of the chapter 22, verse 19, the second part.
中文是说，这是主耶稣说的哈，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
So this is what Lord Jesus Himself said. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
所以啊，我们这是在主耶稣啊上十字架之前，也是可以说在最后的晚餐上面。他在拨开这个饼的时候，他所说的话。
And this is what Lord Jesus said the night before he went upon the cross. After he broke the bread, this is what he said.
所以应该不太难哈。
So it should be pretty easy.
这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
好，下面我们还有一句，圣经，也希望大家能够背。
There's another passage. I hope that you can all memorize.
记在我们的心里哈。
And remember
这是我们主耶稣他的邀请。
And this is his our Lord Jesus' invitation.
也是他的呼召哈。
Also his calling.
就是我们刚才读的圣经里面的马太福音十一章二十九节。
And that's in the same passage we just read in Book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 29.
所以我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样。你们心里就必得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
我跟你们也是一样，背有的时候会忘，然后呢，再继续背。
So just like you, sometimes I also forget, so I just keep repeating my effort to memorize it.
就能够帮助你，常常提醒你，我们只有来到主的面前。我们来学他的样式。
So this helps us to remind us to come before him often and to learn from him.
就是我们怎么来到他面前，就从这里，他先记住他的话开始。
And how do we come before him? It all starts from first remembering his words.
我们也再看一看，我们听随主呼召的，像他的门徒当中，我们也可以选今天我们就选一个彼得来做一个例子。
And we can also take a look at those who remember his words, from which we could take a look at one of the disciples, Peter.
我们可以从彼得他所写的书信里面看到哈，就在彼得前书。
And we can see all this from the books that he wrote. And so, for example, in the First Peter.
因为他实在是跟随我们主在地上的这个三年半，他都是跟主在一起。
Because he spent the 3.5 years with our Lord while he was preaching.
我们就看见他的生命怎样的改变，因着他接受了主的呼召。
And we can all see how his life changed because he responded to God's call.
所以彼得前
Lord's calling.
彼得前书的第五章哈，彼得前书最后一章第五章第十节，彼得是这样写的。
So in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10, he wrote.
因为他在这里鼓励教会的弟兄姐妹哈。
So here he is encouraging the brothers and sisters at the church.
所以第五章第十节是这样说：那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you.
所以当前面主耶稣在呼召，叫我们凡担劳苦重担的人都到来到他面前学他的样式的时候，我们彼得在那里。
And so when Jesus called his disciples to learn from him, to be gentle and humble in heart, Peter was there to hear this.
然后整个三年半一直到主耶稣被钉十字架，然后被提上升天。
All the way through the 3.5 years until he was crucified, until he risen into heaven.
And 他学习到了主的心里的柔和和谦卑。
Peter learned from the Lord about kind, gentle and humble.
所以可以从使徒行传里面我们看到记载关于彼得的事。
And so from Book of Acts we learn, we can see stories being recorded about Peter.
所以在他在彼得就也就要离开这个人世的时候跟主一起去殉难的时候，他写下了这段话。
And so before Peter was martyred, he wrote the following.
所以是神用诸般的恩典是在基督里面 招了我们。
And so that through all His grace, He had called us in His eternal glory in Christ.
他要我们与他一同同享他自己永远的荣耀。
So that we could partake in His eternal glory.
我们在地上还是会有苦难的。
So we'll still have suffering while on earth.
但是在我们短暂的受了这苦难之后，他必要亲自成全我们。
But after we have suffered for a little while, God Himself will perfect us.
而且会坚固我们，赐给我们力量。
And confirm, strengthen, and establish us.
所以我们看到这个彼得是如何在这样响应的主的这个呼召哈。
And so we can see how Peter responded to Jesus' calling.
那么他还有一句话在鼓励我们弟兄姐妹，也就是在同样的第五章哈，第五章的第五节。
And in the same book and same chapter, he also encouraged us. He had another encouragement for us, and that's in chapter 5, verse 5.
他也是在这里做见证。
So here again, he's giving testimony.
就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
He said, "You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you, clothe yourself with humility towards one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble."
所以这是我们彼得他这位主的门徒他的见证，也是他给我们的劝勉。
And so this is Peter as both a disciple, as well as a witness. This is his encouragement to us.
还有在这里，我再提一个问题啊，在我结束之前再提一个问题。
So before I end my message, I'd like to ask you a question.
我们现在一直在讲，我们也知道，好像主耶稣第二次再来的时间是好像越来越近。
So we know that his second coming is near.
那么我就问一个问题，就是说当主耶稣再回来的时候，我们怎么知道这位再回来的是主耶稣呢？
So he promised to come back, but when he does come back, how do we know that he is the true Christ?
你用什么来认出来他是真正的主耶稣，而不是敌基督？
So what do you use to help you to discern that he is the true Christ and not the Antichrist?
好，我就留给大家去思想。
So I'll leave that for you to think.To dwell on.
好，下面我们一起来祷告哈。
Let's pray.
主，我们实在是要感恩和赞美。
Lord, we truly want to give you thanks and praise you.
实在是你赐给了我们你的独生儿子耶稣基督。
For you have given us your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
不但他是来到地上为了我们每一个人的罪，他舍命。
Not only did he come onto this world to die for every single one of our sins.
他也是那位呼召我们要来得到新的生命，来讨神喜悦的那一位。
He is also one who calls upon us to receive that new life.
他是那样的心里的柔和和谦卑。
And he is gentle and humble in heart.
真是让我们每一个人都听见他的呼召。
May we every single one of us hear his calling.
因为他的召实在是恩召。
For his calling is truly a calling of grace.
他的呼召是尊荣的呼召。
It is a glorious calling.
他的呼召是王的呼召。
For his calling is the king's calling.
他的呼召就是神在那里的呼召。
And his calling is also God who is there calling us.
让我们真是靠着我们的主耶稣基督来回应他自己的呼召。
We respond to his calling by our Lord Jesus Christ.
真是我们来到他的面前学他的样式。
And may we come before him and learn from him.
我们成为真正的基督徒。
And become a true Christian.
讨神的喜悦。
And so that God may be well pleased.
将一切的荣耀和赞美都归给神。
May we offer all glory and praise to God.
祷告呢，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.